Welcome today to this episode of the Risky Mindset Podcast. Today, I'm excited to have Olabisi on the call today. She's the founder of D-Square Design, which is a small business registered in Calgary, and they specialize in personalized gifts, custom personalized apparel, drinkware, branding, a lot of different things that they do. So today, we're going to learn more about her business and how she grew it. Welcome to the show today, Olabisi.
Thank you so much, Chopper, for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Right. So like we always start with like learning about who you are and how you grew up. So tell us about how you grew up and then how you came to Canada, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. So my name is Olabisi Akiroro. So people call me Ola. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm from Ogun State. I'm a Yoruba girl. Mm-hmm. I'm a mom of two kids, a wife, an entrepreneur as well. And growing up, my mom was both parents were business people.
Okay.
So it kind of was something that I could see in everyday life. My mom had a business. My dad had his own business. And, you know, it's something that you grew up into. So I mm-hmm. think it was just, that was just how it is. And we came into Canada almost 10 years ago. We've been in Calgary for 10 years and...
Yeah, why Calgary? Why did you decide to choose Calgary and not all the other warmer cities in Canada?
Well, okay. Reason for Calgary is I have a background in geology. Both my husband and I were both geologists, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the oil city, right? Yeah. So it actually made sense for us to actually come here. But coming here and having kids and, you know, we decided, okay, fine. Both of us can't be in the oil and gas like that. So yeah. we agreed that, okay, you pursue geology and I can always switch into something that can take care of the home.
Yeah.
And we can still be able to balance the family. So that has been our journey. It's been good. Yeah. Like every person would say that I know would like, oh, they had the rough start, but as time goes on and as you keep pushing on and you keep persevering, you realize that each year just gets getting better and better and better. So that's our story of how we landed in Canada.
Yeah, thanks for that. So what were your earliest memories of wanting to be an entrepreneur?
Okay, so I would say that started in the university where my sister or my aunt would bring stuff from the UK and I would sell or go to the famous Balogun market in Lagos and buy some stuff and bring to the uni and sell to people or even to people around me. And, you know, we just picked it up from there. You know, you buy this and like, oh, yeah, I can buy this and add a little bit of money to it and sell it for this and make a cool extra box for myself. And, you know, and that was just how it started. And, you know,
that's what I've actually noticed. Right? Like, you know, back in Nigeria, it's not out of the norm to be an entrepreneur. It's not out of the norm to, like, you know, do some buying and selling or actually trying to make money, you know, on the side. So that's actually something I've actually noticed as well. So now coming to Canada, now you're in Canada and then you started D-Square Design. So why did you go into graphic design?
So that came out of curiosity, I'm not lying. So I think I traveled to the States to visit my brother and I saw this shirt and it was really beautiful. And I was kind of curious that, okay, how did they make this shirt? It shouldn't be that hard, right? Mm-hmm. So when I came back to Calgary, I dedicated the whole day in getting the research and I was like, oh, it's not hard. I can do this. And I called my husband like, okay, I'm doing it. He was just like, wait a minute now, just relax. And I'm like, nope. And I went to the store, I bought the equipment and I did it. And by the time he came back home, I did his first t-shirt for him. And he was like, wow, this is beautiful. Where did you buy it from? I'm like, I didn't buy it. I made it. And I was like, you made it? I'm like, yes, I made it. And that was just it. And up till today, and that was almost like 6 years ago.
Really?
And up till today, he still has that t-shirt. And he's always like, I'm going to keep this t-shirt. This is the first thing you ever did with this business. And
oh, that's a nice keepsake.
It's our keepsake.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was how we started. And sometimes mm-hmm. I'll brand a t-shirt for myself. Yeah. People are like, oh, this is really nice. Can you do one for me? And, you know, I did. And when I wanted to do some Christmas gift, I wanted something that was unique, not just regular stuff. Mm-hmm. So I did some stuff for Christmas for our families and friends, and everybody liked it. I'm like, oh, and I thought, well, I could make a business out of this, right? Mm-hmm. So that was how we started. And, you know.
Oh, so you actually started it as a hobby. You were not thinking.
Yes, started as a hobby. Not that I started as this is what I want to do. It started as a hobby. And from there, you know, we started.
Oh, but you still bought the equipment though. So like, how much was like a lot of money to get the equipment?
No. I can tell you that I started the business with about around $300.
Okay, that's good. That's actually
good. We started with our equipment for I think I bought it everything with the fabric, with the material. I think everything was going to about $350 thereabout. Yeah, and that was how we started. And
let's go into the a bit more technical aspect of what that initial setup, right? So what kind of equipment did you buy?
And so we bought a cutter. Mm-hmm. So we bought the Cricut cutter.
Yeah.
And it's a tool.
I see that a lot on TikTok. It's actually really, it's very popular.
Yeah, it's versatile. We bought the Cricut cutter, and that was just it. Then I sat down on YouTube, I watched some videos.
Yeah.
I made some errors, which is okay. It's part of learning. And from there, that was just it.
That's the thing about YouTube these days. You can learn almost anything right now.
Oh yes you can. And when you learn from people, then you also need your own creativity, so that was just it.
The reason why I was saying that is because I think I decided to start learning some gardening and how to do some garden beds.
Ooh.
But I think I've overdone myself now because it's not easy work. I bought a shovel the other day, shoveling stuff. I'm like, okay, it's not as easy as they make it sound.
Like a friend of mine told me the same thing. And anytime she comes to my work studio, she'll be like, hola, all this TikTok video, they will make me look as if it's so easy. See me struggling. And I'm like, it's not hard. And she'll be like, hola, it's because you're good at it. For me, it is hard. And I'm like, no, it's not hard. And I try to encourage her, you know. It's not, you can do it. And
I understand. All right, so tell us about
the gardening.
I'll let you know how it goes. I'm not too optimistic right now, but we'll see.
Okay,
so now you get the idea, I can turn this into a business. So what was the first thing you did to get started?
I had to do research on how to get product at a good rate that could be profitable for me, and also not overshooting or overselling to my client. And going out, I remember then I did some brochures. I went to some vendor, all this pop-up market, just to see how it is running a business here in Canada, because it's so different from you running a business back home.
Yeah.
So that was how we started, and with word of mouth referrals that helped us, you know, getting clients. And we're still getting referrals up till now.
Okay, that's good. So I see you do a lot of events, right? So you do like big photo stands and also like stickers on bottles, on the cups, and also designs for the menus and things like that. So how did you create like your product set? Like, you know, like this are the things I want to do, right? Okay, how did you come up with that?
All right. So when we started with only a cutter. And that could restrict you. And me being me is when I do this and I'm like, okay, I'm getting tired of this. What else can I do? So we ventured into being able to print on adwares directly that will last you longer, right? So we bought the equipment. I did a research. I consulted a sister a sister of mine back in Toronto, and she was like, oh, Lapisi, you can do this. And she put me through, and we kicked off being able to customize hardwares and like the bottles and the mugs and the picture frames that you see.
Yeah.
And, you know, after that, we're like, okay, there's still more we can do. So we branched out into our print shop. So the print shop helps us print on posters, make menu cards, make photo posters, stickers, labels, and things like that. So right now, like, whatever you can do in stores like Staples, we can actually do it because we have the equipment for it now.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So did you, so now that you actually had to, like, you know, expand with the product set, you know, get a print shop, tell us about some challenges that you faced along the way since you started your business.
First of all, like every business owner, finances was like, okay, I want to buy this equipment that is close to $30,000. RJ raised money to get that. And also some of the challenges were, okay, you're venturing into a print shop business. There are a lot of print shops around. How do you navigate and make yourself sellable and unique and attract customers, and also getting product for that kind of business? So those were some of the challenges that we, that I faced coming up. And, you know, it's a brand new business for me, and it wasn't something that is just like regular. I buy this for $1. I'm selling it for $5. This is, you're actually producing something. So those were some of the challenges that we had. And, you know, but being able to talk to people that have been in the industry and doing research really, really helped. I have this friend that he's been in the business, and it was one of the ones that actually, you know, encouraged us, like, look, Ola, you're good, you're smart, you're creative, venture into this business. And he's, and was like, when you're stuck, call me, I'll get you unstuck. And so he helped me even up till now when I'm doing some jobs and I'm having challenges. So he guided me in those challenges, guided me to where I could buy products that are reasonable and good, of good quality. So those were some of the challenges that we faced. And, you know, being able to sell your market is still a challenge. We're still looking to expand our clientele base, but the main challenge that is just the customer base, because now we've passed the technical base of the challenges. Now we know how to figure out our equipment, how to print, how to do this, how to get product. So those were some of the challenges that we faced, but now we've passed all of that and we're growing.
The person that helped you, the guy that helped you, he's in the same business. How come he didn't see you as competition? Like, okay, I'm going to help this person. She's going to be my competition.
I think it's all about the mindset, seriously. Okay. I've always had this thought that the sky is big enough for everybody. And in Yoruba, they would say, Oju orun tweye fo, without touching each other.
Exactly.
Millions of birds can fly in the same sky space, and you won't even, there won't even be commotion. So that has always been my own philosophy, that if it's mine, it won't pass me by.
So the reason why I asked that question was because, you know, in back in Nigeria, like, we are very competitive, you know. People don't start to code things and don't want to share because they think someone else is going to take my business, right? But even that's like the scarcity mindset that a lot of people have. I think it's something that we all need to change, like, kind of expand our mindset and help each other, because as you said, right, the sky is big enough for all the birds, you know. So
and even now, like, some people will tell me, oh, why are you training that person? That person will, and I'm like, no, I can't service the whole of Calgary. It's not possible. I really wish I could, but it's not possible. I can't service the whole of Calgary, but I can have my own client and I can still grow my client. Yeah. This person can have their own client and they grow. And that's how we build a community. That's how we build a force, right? I don't want to be part of those people that hoard information. It won't do me any good. Eventually, the person will get the information at the end of the day. So why can't I be a part of that person's success story, because mm-hmm. I had people who did the same thing for me. Yeah. Like this gentleman now, he did the same thing for me. He didn't see me as a threat mm-hmm. to his business. Right. Yeah. So, exactly. And I shouldn't yeah. see other people. I shouldn't have that mindset that, oh, this person is a threat to my business. I don't yeah. see you as a competitor. I see you as a business partner. I see you as a business colleague. Mm. I see you as a business mate. We're just in the same business together. We shouldn't be enemies, all because we're looking for customers, or all because we're in the same market space.
Yeah. All right. So now let's talk about how you market your business. How do you get the word out about what you do? Because I see that you're on Instagram. You have some posts on Nigerpreneur Canada. So yeah, give us an idea of how you get the word out about your business.
So social media, I have a website now. We're pulling it down because we won't add the print shop into the website now, so it's down for now. And referrals have really, really worked for us. Yeah. And when people see the job, like, oh, who did this? Oh, Display Designs did this, and you know, they reach out. So this year, focus is marketing. Mm-hmm. Because for a business, for someone like me, I like to do my business in steps. I just don't want to rush into and mumble everything together. I'm going to lose it. So if I can get myself into good in my production, then I'm confident in that, then I can move into the next thing. So which is marketing for exactly the print shop and things mm-hmm. like that. So we're on Yelp. We registered on Yelp. We did Google Marketplace mm-hmm. and also we are attending vendors event, you know, yeah. showcasing our product and things like that. So that's how we're marketing our product.
Because I can imagine it must be like a struggle, maybe not a struggle, but like must be a bit tough to manage, because now, as you said, right, you don't have like a retail business where you buy something for $1 and sell for $5, right? Mm-hmm. Your revenues have to be able to cover the equipment, the print shop and everything. How are you able to manage all of that into like, you know, being profitable?
Yes. So like the equipment that we have, so for someone like me, when I buy an equipment, mm-hmm. I don't put so much pressure on myself and say, oh, this equipment has to be paid off in a year. No, then you put so much pressure on yourself. You give yourself time to grow. You give yourself time for space. So when I do that, I put a span of say 5 years and say, mm-hmm. okay, in 5 years, I'm going to pay off this. And in that space of 5 years, I should be able to make profit. So that yeah. comes to getting good product mm-hmm. at a good deals, whereby you could still make profit.
How were you able to finance the $30,000 piece of equipment, for example?
So I always tell every business owner, get a line of credit.
Okay.
Get a line of credit. So we approached our bank and I told them, could you increase my line of credit? And the lady mm-hmm. said, why? I said, I want to buy an equipment. And he asked, what equipment? And I told her, this is what we do as a business. I want to venture more into this. Mm-hmm. And our business did it for us. RBC did it for us. And they increased our line of credit. And with that, we're able to buy our equipment.
Did you find any challenge in getting like financing or loans from banks as a Black-owned business? Because I know a couple of people have told me on this podcast that used to be a barrier, right? Being able to go get these kind of lines of credits, getting financing, for example.
In all honesty, I've not faced that challenge mm-hmm. as okay. a Black person going to the bank for okay. line of credit. Like the very first line of credit we had, I didn't even apply for it.
They actually call you and they tell you to come and get it.
And right? I just got an email saying, oh, you've been pre-approved for this line of credit.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay, we'll take it. And so that was just it. So I've not faced that challenge, but I've heard people tell me, oh, they've faced that challenge. And I always tell my friends that are in business, look, every bank wants to see your cash flow. Mm-hmm. you need good cash flow. It's not about, oh, I have $20,000 sitting in my account. They want to see how profitable your business is. They want to see, okay, you're making X amount of money and X amount of money is going out. They want to see a paper trail that, okay, you can defend that, okay, fine, I'm selling this, but I am buying this equipment, or I am buying this. This is at my expenses. You just want to see how money is going in and how money is coming out and how profitable your business is.
Yeah, I think that's also because in the end, the credit is actually a product of the bank. They want to give that product out, but then they want to give it to people that they know can actually make use of it, and then, you know, give them the returns on that. So if someone comes and says, okay, no, I'm starting a business, I don't have this paper trail, as you said, there's no point giving them that.
Like, if you want to start a business, mm-hmm. like when we started, I used some of my savings in starting mm-hmm. out. The majority of the equipment that I have, I used money from my savings to buy them. And that gave me a base to go back to my bank and say, look, this is how I've fed over the years. I have good cash flow. I'm not just squandering my business money. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go to the bank, you need a good, solid business plan. If you're going to the bank to say, hey, bank, could you loan me some money? You need a good business plan. The bank wants to see that you're profitable. Yeah. They want to see how you're going to fare in the next 5 years. So those are the things that have helped me as a business owner to say, and give me confidence and say, okay, I want to go to the bank and get something from them. They just want to see how profitable you are.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about some memorable moments in your business. Like, what makes all the work, the hustle, the struggles worth it?
The smiles on people's face at the end of the job. The reviews at the end of the job. And sometimes when I do job for people and when they send me pictures, you know, I feel so proud of myself and how far we've come, and you know how we started and where we are now and where we're still going into. So we've had some days that, like every business owner, that things just weren't working and you're just screaming and you're like, okay, why is this thing not working? And we've had those days. And
tell us about those days as well. So like, have you had a day where, because a lot of your products are kind of event based. Imagine not being able to meet a deadline, for example. Like, how have you ever had any, like...
Oh, yeah. There are days that I couldn't meet a deadline just because... Okay, I will tell you one. Okay. Yeah, so I ordered a product for a client, mm-hmm. for a job, and they were supposed to come in on a particular day, and delivery didn't happen. And I called the suppliers and like, oh, we've shipped it, and I tracked it. And it was in Calgary. And I called the shipping company. When is it going to be delivered? I was like, oh, it's going to be delivered on Monday. And this was on Friday. And I have to deliver on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, it's in Calgary. He said, yes, it's sitting in our warehouse, but we can't give it to you. And I'm like, why? He said it. And I'm like, no, I can't. Either you deliver today or I'm getting out of business.
Really? And what did they say?
And the lady was like, no, it's not going to be possible. And I'm like, okay. And I got into my car and I drove to their office. And I said, this stuff is sitting in your warehouse. It's there. Can I please have it? See, I'm saving you time and money for you to bring it to my house. Right? I've come to get it. This thing will be delivered tomorrow. And the lady said, no. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not living here until I get this stuff today. So she's like, okay, let me see if I could talk to my manager. And this was like around 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And they said they closed 4:30. Like, okay, let me see if I can talk to my manager. And the manager came. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, ma. You know how rainbow people would do now? And like, no, we have to wait till for the process. I'm like, I'm sorry. Number one, I got an email confirmation that was supposed to be delivered 2 days ago. It didn't get delivered. Now you're telling me I have to wait till Monday. Unfortunately, I can't take that answer. So right now, I would love to go with this. And I was like, okay, am I going to sign up? How is it so sure that I'm the person? I'm like, look, I can give you IDs. I can give you whatever you need. It is me. I ordered the stuff. And we went back and forth. And they eventually gave it to me. And it was working under pressure. So yeah. I had to walk overnight.
Yeah. That's, I can imagine.
Pick it up, I think, 8 a.m. the following day. And it was tiring. It was tiring. And that night, I knew I cried. And I'm like, oh, my God, why did I put myself? Why did I even get into a business? Like, and I was just telling myself,
I know, that's the thing. That's the reason why I'm actually doing this podcast, to kind of show the journey of being an entrepreneur. It's yeah, beautiful, like, it's fun, it's rewarding, but it's not always.
But at the end of the day, the job came out nice. It came out well, and the clients were happy. Mm-hmm. They were able to use it for their event. And even though I've gotten so mad at myself, I've screamed at my children at that point. But the joy that they loved it and they put a smile on somebody's face makes my day.
Yeah, I saw one post on your Instagram where there was a lady dancing when she saw like the full photo stand.
Yeah.
How it came out and everything. How does that feel for
oh
you?
Oh my God, that makes me so excited, because sometimes I always ask myself, Labisa, are you doing it right? Are you able to meet people's demand? Are you able to meet people's expectation of what they want for their product or their orders? So when they tell me, oh, this is really beautiful and they loved it, it gives me that confidence and that encouragement that, okay, yes, you're doing it right. Mm-hmm. You're doing something good. So that gives me joy, and that gives me motivation and encouragement to forge ahead.
Yeah, that's great. So tell us about some lessons you've learned since starting your business.
A lot. One of it is be patient with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be patient with yourself. You have to give yourself time to grow and make realistic expectations for yourself. Realistic expectation. And don't compare yourself with other people. Oh, this business is doing this. I can do it. No. Look for what you can do as a person and that you can thrive in, that you can, they can wake you up in the middle of the night and you can talk about what you're doing. You have passion for it. You enjoy doing it. And also invest in yourself. If it's time, if it's resources, learn more about whatever business you're doing. Like someone like me, I still attend some printing classes just to, broaden my knowledge. I don't know it all. I attend webinars online just to see, okay, what's going on. I attend trainings because I want to learn from other people. Sometimes I see things online. I'm like, okay, I should be able to do this. How can I do it? Mm-hmm. And I figure out, I ask around, I Google. And so invest in yourself. Invest money in yourself. Yoruba people will say that, oh, laughing wobo, right? Yeah. You use money looking for money. Yeah. So invest in that. And above all, encourage yourself. Be positive about it. There are days it's gloomy. There are days money is not coming in like it ought to. But being able to be patient with yourself and be so focused that it's your dream. Like I always tell myself, Labisi, it's your dream. Nobody's going to bring that dream to reality apart from me. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that sees that vision. I'm the one that's thinking it in my head. So I'm going to give myself time. I'm going to give myself room to grow. So like I always tell my friends that I'm in business, be patient with yourself. People will say things. Don't let it get to you. Just do like this. Right? So, no, it's the truth. People will tell you things. People will tend to kind of discourage you, but
yeah.
No, if you're focused, those things will just be like, okay, they've said it. Okay, which one can I take from it? Which one can I discard? That's it. So above all, be patient and be focused.
Well, that's really good advice, right? That's something I was going to ask, like, what advice do you have for entrepreneurs? And that's perfect. The perfect way to sum it, right? Like the advice that you've given. Let's one last question, right? So how has your family supported you throughout this journey? Like what?
My husband is my number one supporter.
Oh, that's good.
And yeah, he encourages me and he's a quality control person. Yeah.
That's good.
He's someone that is a very detailed person. And I'll share this for you. Today's Friday. On Wednesday, I was doing a job. The job came out well, but in my mind, I was just like, well, it's okay, I can give it. And the thought just came that, you know, that if your husband says this, then he will trade him. He would like, well, I'll send this out. And I was like, oh God. So I had to redo it and do it again. And I also, and you know, that gave me joy that I can have somebody that holds me accountable to my production. Right? And I was just like, so after that person called, like, oh, I like my product, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, thank God, actually, because I gave a proof, like a draft of what you're expecting. And it didn't look similar, which sometimes happens because graphics is different from your actual production. There'll be little variation. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, there'll be variation. I can see it's variable. I'm like, no, but that's not variation. But you can do something. You can do something better. So my husband is one of my number one supporters. My kids have been so, so helpful. There are days when we have so much large orders and you're like, oh, mommy, can we do this? Oh, mommy, can we do that? So they have a little bit of idea of how the business runs, how the business goes. I'm like, okay, could you go and turn on this one? Could you go turn on this printer? Stay there, let it come out, bring the papers, bring the this, bring that. So,
and that's good because it also helps them see how you run a business. They kind of
get how we make money, how we make
forward, how things happen. Yeah.
So, yeah, my family has always been very supportive. My extended family, my parents, my brothers, they've all been very, 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 very supportive. And yeah.
That's great. All right. So thank you very much for coming on the show today. If people want to find out about D-Square Designs, how can they find out about you?
So they can check us out on Instagram with D-Square Designs. They can, our information is on the webs, on Instagram. Right now, our website is down because we're incorporating the print shop business onto the website. So hopefully before the end of this month, the business should be up and running whereby people can order directly. They can upload whatever image they want to design on their shirts, on their adverts, or posters, banners, what have you. They can upload it directly on the website. And yeah, so we'll get running. The website is www.discordesigns.ca.
Thank you very much, Alabis, for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dr. for your time.
Have a great day.
And bye. You too. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.